Hello, I'm Stephen Allen, and welcome to Stephen Allen Almost Daily.
Hello, it's another podcast of stuff from the news, not the big stories, the other stories. And if you've only just joined us, well, this must be a strange experience for you. Yeah, we're not like other podcasts. They are professional. Whereas this one, even though technically it's what I do for a living, it's weird, isn't it? It's almost like the word professional has lost all meaning. Thanks to me. There we go. We go through the papers. We find some stories. If you'd like to subscribe, get subscribed. But maybe wait till you've heard the whole thing. It's a rash decision to subscribe now. I'm just laying out the pieces of paper that we'll talk about. There we go. That's a good one. It's one there about driving or some rubbish like that. But you'll hear the menu at the start of the show anyway. We did a radio show and it came out sounding like this. Some of the stories we'll be talking about. Larry's got entertainment news, Ozzy Osbourne. There are some celebs that always seem to get covered, and it's because they've got a podcast, and all journalists do these days is listen to people's podcasts and type it up. So hopefully I'll be in the newspapers one day. We've also got something about streets, old computers and old rope. Makes way in many ways. Did you see the story about the dodo? The fact that some scientists think they can bring the dodo back again. Let's read the actual thing. It could be alive again more than 300 years since experts said that it died out. They've made incredible progress in bringing it back from the dead. DNA experts have been able to sequence the full genome, and now they could clone a dodo. Why? Is it not enough? What? Do you not have enough birds? Do you know what I mean? I know famously it's the one that died out. So, oh no. But the ecosystem is a finely balanced thing. What happens if the dodo is the thing that pushes it over the edge? I don't know what dodos eat. Grass, probably. So what happens if they're the thing that turns up, deforests everything? And can we just be doubly sure that they're not huge? I've seen Jurassic Park, is all I'm saying. It was bad enough with dinosaurs. But if somehow the DNA sequencing goes wrong and they create huge dodos that wipe us all out, not only would we be wiped out, which is bad, the embarrassment that the human race was beaten by the dodos. Oh, never look yourself in the face again. I know we bring you all the different types of news. Entertainment news is one of the newsers. And so for more on that very issue, we can turn to my friend who knows what he's talking about. It's Larry. Hello.
Hey, Stevie.
Larry, good to hear from you. What have you got for us this time?
Rocker Ozzy Osbourne says that he wants to meet an alien.
Oh, I hope not. I mean, if they think that's what we're all like, they'll invade in no time.
Or they might get scared off.
Oh, yeah, I suppose. I wouldn't blame him. So what's he been saying?
He was on his podcast talking about what he'd prefer, an alien invasion or a zombie apocalypse.
And he picked aliens.
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense. An alien invasion could be one of those secret ones where they replace Elvis, but zombies are kind of in your face.
They eat brains, so you'd be okay, Stevie.
Thank you.
Ozzy said, alien invasion, I'd kind of...
Do the voice.
Well, I can't.
Oh, come here, let me do it. Ozzy said, alien invasion, I've kind of had a zombie apocalypse.
Okay, well, neither can you.
Charming. He also said, why does it have to be a body like we have? It could be something completely different.
Oh, they'll definitely have a different body to his. Otherwise, there's no way they would have made it this far.
That's a good point. Well made. Thank you for the update. We'll speak soon.
Okay, toodles.
Are you a computer nerd like me? I love a computer. In my spare time, of which I have none, I've realised I've got an old Raspberry Pi machine, you know, those little small computers, currently turning it into a media server for my house. Because, as we said earlier, I'm a nerd, which is why this is right up my street. Two of only three surviving models of the world's first desktop computer have been found. The Q1, launched in 1972, a desktop computer. Back then, they were all thinking computers would be the size of rooms, and now, look how small they are. There are two examples that have been found buried under several boxes during a London house clearance. Wow, they nearly chucked these away then. And these are, let's have a look. Initially, we just thought that they were two pieces of 1970s computing history, but we didn't realise that they were that good. And we would have data wiped if not suitable for reuse. Save the data. An old computer like that is great because it will probably still be able to run Internet Explorer. Because if you try and get anything on Internet Explorer these days, they're cramming Edge right down your neck. That's probably how it works. I'm not an expert. It's probably how it works. Trigger warning. I'm about to be very, very harsh, but I think it's appropriate. In the news, Paloma Faith doesn't think she'll ever be seen as a national treasure because of her political views. Right. You've had like three songs. Am I being harsh? Oh, that's the only reason you're not a national treasure. Let me join in then. There's only one reason I'll never be considered a national treasure. And it's not due to my lack of talent or the fact that I barely get any work. It's my political views. There you go. It's the same reason I don't get anywhere near supermodels. This is quite fun, actually. I'll do this more often. Recently, we've talked a lot about builders and tradespeople. There's a survey in the news saying that people are falling in love with them, and I don't know what the other ones were. But now, builders are being ripped off by cowboy customers. According to one news story, a quarter of brickies, electricians and plumbers say that punters have not paid up for the job. Tradespeople in the southwest are the worst hits. Farmers and all that. But they get losses of about a grand or whatever. That's interesting, isn't it? Because if you say cowboy, you imagine it's the rogue traders. But the idea that the customers are rogues. But these tradespeople know where you live. Because they would have been to your house. If they've not, they've not done it right. But some people are getting the work done and not paying it. I'm not happy about this because I always pay my bills. But at some point, they're going to come up with a website like Trust a Customer. Trustamer. Or Trustamer.com. Hang on, stay there. Register Trustamer.co.uk. We'll make some money on this. I think I've half had a good idea. But I just don't like the idea of being reviewed. Because then you're going to be like an Uber driver trying to make extra nice tea and coffee for them. Ugh. This show always does shout-outs where shout-outs are due. And I just want to say well done to this former soldier, Michael Copeland, who's climbing Mount Kilimanjaro whilst carrying a fridge. It's the tallest in Africa, the mountain, not the fridge. With a 5-stone refrigerator on his back, the ex-Grenadier Guard is raising cash for the mental health charity Mind. Brilliant charity, brilliant cause, and an excellent job that he's carrying a fridge up a mountain. And when he gets back down again, if anyone tells him that they've invented the cool bag, oh, he's got to be furious. Oh, could have saved himself a trip. I don't really know what to do with this story. There's actually a couple of things to mention. I did want to... Here we are. Playing with Lego can apparently lead to your kids being cleverer. Yeah, what? Like learning how to be a builder? We just heard in the other part of the show that they get ripped off all the time. So this one instead. Well, we're talking about old skills. The last remaining professional female rope maker fears the ancient craft may die out. Yep. That's for many reasons. One would be they've probably invented a machine that makes rope these days. So, I mean, meanwhile, the rest of us are worried that AI will take our creative jobs and you're hanging on to making rope, which I'm sure there's a rope making machine. But let's read that story again. The last remaining professional female rope maker. So there are still some blokes making it. So, do you know what? It feels like, I don't want to be against the Luddites or anything, but if that is a trade that dies out, we'll probably be okay, he says now, until I can't find any good rope. This story caught my eye, and I want to mention it, that a council has erected Benidorm-style sun loungers on the street furniture. And the newspaper story is saying, like, oh, why are they wasting money on that? And it says passers-by poked fun at the loungers. Well, all right, guess you weren't in a rush. I like the idea. The Taxpayers Alliance are upset about it, but... You know, my whole vibe is, why is it we live in a society where you can't get a nap if you want one? Unless you've got a car or a home, if you're out and about, they just presume you need to stay awake all the time. I'm going to go to Trafford, have a little lie down there, see if I can get myself a tan. So there you go, there's a positive to come out of today's show. That's your podcast done. There was a couple of stories. I'll keep that one there over there. This one is a podcast-only one. Bonking Brits are doing themselves an injury with their sex lives. One in 25 has ended up with a concussion after being knocked out. 37% have hurt themselves. Men were most likely to end up with a common concussion, and the most common sex injuries were carpet burns. Yeah. Firstly, you're safe with me. If you're worried about sex-based injuries, absolutely be gentle, if anything, is what I am. Not having enough oomph to knock you out, there might be that as well. Plus, I make you wear a crash helmet, so that's what I'm into. Also, that story did make me think, you know the normal thing that happens with sex stories in the news? Like someone gets an injury because they're doing stuff like cramming a vase up the... And then the cliched line is like, oh no, I was cleaning naked, slipped and fell, and it just went up me... I think if ever I was cleaning naked, slipped and fell, and something went up my bottom, I'd turn up to A&E and say I was just trying to have sex with it. It's less embarrassing, isn't it? Imagine, okay, you're a bit of, you're adventurous. You want to know what this feels like in your bottom? Good luck to you. Or kind of a pillock. Cleans nude, slips, and somehow lands open anus first. Anyway, we've said too much. You're up to date with all the news that you need. Subscribe to wherever you get this podcast, and until next time.
Thank you for listening to Stephen Allen, almost, daily.